The piece represents the cyclic nature of all existence by way of a very effective resource. The song begins and ends with nature sounds, and the beginning and ending keys are related in such a way that you could put the repeat function in your CD player and the song could loop indefinitely in a seamless way. The lyrics reinforce this idea in numerous instances, but for our analysis, it is enough to look at what we find behind this simple phrase: I get up, I get down. This is the only phrase included in all four sections of the song. It is a closing phrase in the A sections and the focal point of the lyrics and music in section B. The fact that all A sections finish with this phrase is significant. As we saw in the first part of the program, sections A present a sort of metrical dispute. In A, the rhythm section first dilutes the 12x8 rhythm played by the melody and sitar. In A prime, a more profound metrical confusion is achieved by overlapping out-of-sync meters. In A double prime, the bass line is trimmed on purpose in order to go in sync with the rest of the band. They finally achieve what we could call a sort of rhythmic harmony. In my opinion, this is the musical representation of what is being expressed in the lyrics. For the sake of this argument, consider the rhythmic section to represent the physical aspect of our being, and the harmonies and melodies, the spiritual one. Before starting section A, out of the nature sounds emerge a very chaotic musical passage, full of dynamism and nerve. There seems to be a consensus that this introduction seems to portray the beginning of life on Earth. This chaos is suddenly interrupted three times by an ah. The last ah directly leads to the close to the edge main theme, which in turn leads to section A. My interpretation is that the interruption of this chaos by the us represents the first instances of men sensing the transcendent nature of their beings, that there is more to life than molecules and synapses. I get up, I get down represent the contrast that gives rise to life. Up, down, day, light, yin, yang, and as Pastor I rightly says, the list could go on forever. Life portrayed as a never-ending and expansive cycle. By the way, this vision of life, ever-expanding cycles to form an evolutionary spiral, is the central idea behind Hermann Hesse's Siddhartha. Based on this interpretation, we can revisit the song structure, still looking at it from its original configuration of four parts. First, the solid time of change, section A. Summer. From chaos, as represented in the introduction, man appears in the earth and makes his first attempts at reconciling the physical and spiritual aspects of his existence. But this is just a first attempt. Evolution still has a long way. After the phrase "I get up, I get down," Anderson warns, "Not right away." The rhythm section and the melodies in the verse are syncopated. Both aspects of our dual being, physical and spiritual, are not in harmony. Second, total mass retain, section A prime, fall. Man confronts the physical aspect of his existence. Sad courage claimed the victims standing still for all to see. As armored movers took approach to overlook the sea, there, since the cord, the license, or the reasons we don't understand, will be. The rhythm section and melodies are out of sync. Our physical and spiritual aspects are out of sync. Third, I get up, I get down. Section B, winter. This passage represents the emergence of spiritual awareness and looks at the state of mankind from a spiritual perspective. Fourth, Seasons of Man, Section A double prime, Spring. Finally, we come to terms with our true self. We understand it all. This is represented in 8 verses packed with profound mystical content. The rhythm section and melodies in the verse all play, for the first time, in the same time signature. Finally, both aspects of our being are in harmony. We can regroup these sections in two major evolutionary phases. A. Initial physical manifestation and, through expanding cycles, start of the spiritual awareness, and B. Spiritual awakening and, again through expanding cycles, enlightenment. This is why I said in program 1 that a structure based in two parts yields a better musical representation of the lyrics. Using this structure, it is clearer to see that the instrumental interlude that precedes the bridge, that is, section B when using the AABA structure, is really the introduction to the second part of the piece. This introduction has a very different character. Where the initial intro depicted chaos, this intro depicts quite the opposite.